All right, welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Our spring training coverage continues here as we talk baseball. We go. We like to do the stories behind the scene. We did a lot of this last year in introducing folks to how the video replay works. I thought that was one of the best things we did. We're fortunate to be joined right now by the Vice President, Assistant General Manager of Major League and International Operations. You know he's a big deal because that title took me three lines to write. Rene Francisco with us. Rene, how are you, buddy?
Good. Thank you for having me here.
I appreciate the time, and it's great to talk to you. I've been here for all the years, long before you were coming out here to spring training. I've never had a chance to talk to you, so I'm really excited to find out exactly what your job is. I think we know you're out there finding some of the great Latin talent, some of the great international talent that this organization used to win back-to-back pennants and a world championship. Let's start with you know, how often are you actually in Kansas City versus overseas when it comes to your job?
Well, in Kansas City, I'm about 10 times a year.
Okay.
I don't spend many time in Kansas City. Most of my time is out scouting, watching our minor leagues, watching amateur baseball, the draft, and international.
And how many days are you actually out of the country?
I cannot say that, but out of my home, it's probably 280 days to 300 days out of the year.
So how does that work? I know you've got a family. You've been in the baseball business. What I've read of your bio, it seems like, you know, you played, you were drafted, you got into coaching. So the baseball business has been your business in one shape or form, I'm assuming, since you met your wife. Is that right?
Yes, I know my wife since 7th grade.
Okay.
We were classmates, but we didn't start dating until 1991, and then in 95 we got married and so forth.
So the baseball life has always been a part of her world.
Oh yeah, and she loves baseball.
Yeah, but does she love you being gone that much?
A lot of times, yes. But no,
when I came down here, my wife was thrilled. Yes, go away. Yes,
it's great having her. She is a great wife. She's a great mom. Her support helps me, and makes it easy to go out and spend so many days out of the house.
You're going to some places that are beautiful locations, right? Also some places that are rough places to go. I mean, I think a lot of us in Kansas City got exposed to, you know, the Dominican Republic with the passing of Yordano Ventura, and we learned about the roads and the dangers that are there, and everybody actually stopped and took some time to understand about the Dominican Republic more than maybe just being a destination for a, you know, nice 6 days on a beach at the resort area and understanding. How do you worry about safety and security? I think of going to Venezuela is a country that has a lot of turmoil right now. I mean, how much do you kind of worry?
Well, you always worry about safety. But, you know, you go to the right places and you try to be home a certain time where you're not outside. I haven't been in Venezuela for a while, but Orlando Estevez, our Latin America coordinator, goes there often. And right now we're not going because of the problems there, but the Dominican will still go, Panama, the rest of the world was still going to those places. But right now, as of now, no one from the States is going to Venezuela.
When you go to the Dominican, because we're talking to Rene Francisco here in the program, you could walk into Kauffman Stadium and they're like, oh, you're wearing a Royals hat right now. Oh, there's another Royals fan. Great. You know, people wouldn't know who you are. When you walk into the Dominican, do they know who you are?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I just try to play low. I always, if I'm at a ballpark in the Dominican, yeah, they know who I am, but not in the street.
No, but at the ballpark, we got to put on a good show because Renee's here, right? It's their time to shine and maybe get a contract on down the road.
Well, it's I'm Dominican. I grew up there. I have spent many time in the Dominican, and I have met many people. So the trainers, the Buscones, the agents, they know who I am. Yes.
How important is it to build relationships? You know, to be able to, I mean, theoretically, every player is available. You go watch them. And I think a lot of fans' minds that you go watch them on a sand lot, on a ball field somewhere, and then you walk over and try to sign them. But it's not really that easy. You just mentioned the agents. What was the word you used?
Buscones.
Buscones. Okay. How much is it a relationship building so that you have a good opportunity to get a kid signed down there?
Well, I think this game is built on relationships, and you have to maintain that. I think it makes it easier, but they're always looking for the dollar amount. But the relationship that you make with them and with the parents and the family helps you when you're going to sign that player.
How much are you able to just out-scout somebody? Or does every club kind of know, all right, these are the guys that are contenders, and it's a matter of working the budget, and we can give this guy this much money and that guy that much money, versus the I've got a snitch here. I've got a kid that nobody realized. This guy's going to be really good. I'm going to get him signed. How much of it is the economics versus the pure finding of the talent?
Well, Soren, I can tell you this, and I started in 93, and it has changed a lot. Before, it was pure scouting. You're still scouting now, but
right. You're
dealing with bonus pool, you know, the amount of money that is given to you to spend. You are dealing with many, many agents now. You are dealing with a lot of competition from other clubs because there's a lot of smart people out there, baseball people. And it was a lot easier before because it was open. It's still open. It's a free agent market.
Right.
But there's a lot of different things now where many of the players that we may sign, other clubs may not see, never get to see. And there's other players that sign with other clubs that we may never get a chance to see because it's just you may see someone at 14, 15 years old, and you may make an arrangement, say, hey, I'd like to have that player when he's eligible, and there's a lot of overcommitment.
And so when you say you don't see him, is that because there's just so many kids in the world and you can't see them all, or is that because once that starts to happen, they're kept, shall we say, under wraps?
Yes, under wrap.
Okay.
They keep working out, but everyone respects the way it is. If there is a commitment out there with a player, it's kind of like school, like colleges.
Yeah.
So everyone respects that.
Would a world draft be something that you think would help this franchise? I don't care about helping the Red Sox or Yankees. They can get everything they need at the big league level. But for Royals fans, should they be wanting a world draft? Because I always thought that would be the cure-all, and I had a lot of people say, no, that'd actually be worse because with the free agent market, we can go target a guy, we can give more money to the guy that we think is really good as opposed to being like, well, he went 22 picks before we even had a shot at him. Would a world draft, is it feasible? And two, if we could do it, would it help the Royals?
If Major League Baseball can find a way to do a world draft, I think it will be good for the industry. I didn't think this maybe 5 years ago, but the way this the market is now, I think we are prepared with our scouts. Albert Gonzalez, that came from the Marlins, is heading and taking care of that will write reports, and we have follow lists, and he's done a wonderful job here since he came to the organization about a year and 2 months ago. But we are ready if a draft comes. And is it going to benefit the Royals? I think it's going to – everyone's going to play in the same playing field.
So you would be for it?
I will be for it, yes.
How much time – you know, so many of the players that come from outside the States are Latin, but, you know, last year you signed a talented young Japanese pitcher. How do you balance your time between being in Latin America, that seems like is a very target-rich environment, a lot of good baseball players in the Caribbean, you know, area, versus a long trip over to Japan, and, you know, dividing your resources? How do you divide where you're going around the world versus Asia versus the Caribbean?
Well, you know, our boss, Dayton Moore, we all take what he teaches us. And it's managing people and managing the right way and hiring the right people in certain in the right places. We hired Phil Dale to take care of the, to oversee Asia, the Pacific Rim. And Phil Dale has done this a lot longer than me. So he's in charge of that. Whenever he says, we got to go after a guy, we go after it. If the money's, if we have the resources.
Right.
So finding Yuki, they found him, they seen him, they follow him, and they loved him. I never got to see him. I saw film, and we trusted the process, and we trusted what they told us, so we went after him and signed him.
Is it easier or harder, Asia versus, you know, Latin America?
It's harder because over there they have their own league. Mm-hmm. There is a process that you got to go through. And it's a lot harder to sign Asian players than Latin players.
Okay, okay. We're talking to Renee Francisco here, Vice President, Assistant General Manager for the Kansas City Royals. Age, how old a player is. For a long time, that was something that baseball struggled to find, and then it was when Scott Boras kind of used it, it seemed like guys were changing their age to look younger, and then we find out now some are even trying to be older to be draft eligible a year earlier, start earning money quicker, and then he used that to get free agency. For I think it was Adrian Beltre was kind of the first guy that he went and said, hey, this contract's void because he wasn't really 16. Are we past that now?
I think so.
We know how old everybody is, and we know who they are. I know that was one of the things that 15 years ago I was told could be a hindrance towards a world draft was actually knowing that the player you're drafting is the player you've been scouting was difficult. Are we over that?
Yeah, I think we are. I think Major League Baseball has done a great job in investigating because every player that is agree up – when you agree with a player, Major League Baseball – does an investigation on the player, and then they tell us if everything's clear, and then we sign the player.
Okay, so that's good because I like the idea of a world draft. So you're making me feel good. Tell me about Kansas City for Latin players. I stood on the field the year that the Royals traded Carlos Beltran to the Astros, and I was talking to Carlos. I said, hey, you know, would you sign in Kansas City? Would you be here? And one of the things he told me, he said, it's just me and him chatting by the batting cage. And he said, you know, there's no really Latin restaurants. There's not a lot of Latin music. He was Puerto Rican. And he said, you know, that there's just, you know, I don't really have places to go. I kind of just stay home. And that struck me. I'd never thought of that, right? Because I'm a spoiled American who lived in America all the time, right? If I'd go to, you know, the Dominican Republic, I might say, where's the Mr. Goodsense? You know, I wouldn't be able to find it. And so that really opened my eyes to it. And so there for a long time after I had that conversation, I thought, boy, the Royals are just not going to be able to make it work with Latin players. Dayton Moore came in and totally changed that. How is the environment? How is it to be a Latin player? What do you tell the young players that and the agents that you're working to sign about, hey, if you make it to Kansas City, this is a place that's a great place to play?
I think it's a great place. I mean, with our fans are, to me, our fans are great. It's a quiet city. I think you can find Latin food in Kansas City or in Missouri. There is some.
You got to know where to go.
Yes. I don't know about if there's any Latin club because I really don't know any of that. And that's for the player. But I think it's a great place to raise a family if they're young and have a family. When it comes to the Royals for Latin player, I think we do a terrific job with the Latin players.
It's night and day. How important is Salvador Perez to that equation that you can point to Salvi, a guy who came through the system and has now gotten the multi-year contracts? How much is Salvador Perez kind of a great, I don't want to say tool, right? Because, you know, but a great example, I guess, would be the best way to lay out to players and say, listen, this is a guy who's a all-star. He's a World Series winner, a Gold Glover. You know, how much does Salvador Perez help you when you're out on the trail?
Oh, always. I mean, people look up to Salvador Perez, and you know, he's a big part of our team. since he came to the big leagues. And it does help a lot when you're talking to a player in Latin America about Salvador Perez.
Yeah. All right. Final four time for you. We're talking to Rene Francisco here with the Royals. Let me ask you this. Four quickies. Just tell me the first thing that pops up in your mind. Do you think we will get a world draft one day? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Got a timeline?
I don't know that.
Don't know, but eventually we'll get it. All right, that's cool. All right, can you tell me about a player, the best player that ever got away? You thought you had him, and they got away. You got a story of we almost had this guy?
The guy that was playing this past year with the Washington Nationals, Soto.
Soto, okay. Oh, you close?
Yes.
that's got to be. What do you think is the best one you got, that where you're like, you were committed to him, best player, you nailed it, and you know, you blew it away, that you really feel like, hey, we did a great job as an organization getting him.
Getting him?
Yep.
That we never give up, Raul Adalberto Mondesi.
Mondesi. All right. I like that. That's great. That's great. All right, and what's easier to project, hitters or pitchers?
For me, pitchers.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that? Well, I thought it was going to be hitter. I almost didn't ask you that because I thought it was going to be too.
No, it's if they're young, I just I look for certain things for those young pitchers, and it has worked. We have a great guy in our academy that runs our academy, Victor Baez, and he loves pitching. So for me, it's pitching.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Rene, hey, thanks so much for spending some time with us. It's great to kind of get a peek behind the scenes at everything you do. We really appreciate it. Enjoy your time here in Arizona while you're here before you head back out on the road.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me.